Christine Blasey Ford is scheduled to testify tomorrow before the Senate Judiciary Committee about her allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her at a party when they were both teens. There have been additional allegations of sexual misconduct from two other women, including one whose statement was released in just the last few hours, as we've been reporting. Judge Kavanaugh has vehemently denied the allegations, saying they're part of a smear campaign against him. The accusations, though, have sparked heated debates about whether such behavior is normal for a teen and whether an adult should be held responsible for what some view as youthful mistakes. NPR's Lynn Neary looked into those questions.
Everybody knows that teenagers can be wild, that they're often eager to experiment with alcohol, drugs, and sex. Those assumptions about teens have been backed up by research. Lawrence Steinberg is a professor of psychology at Temple University who specializes in adolescence.
One way that we like to think about it metaphorically is that the adolescent brain is going through a period of time when the accelerator is pressed to the floor, but there's not a good braking system in place.
Steinberg says research shows that the brain is still developing into the early to mid-20s. Parts of the brain that govern self-control and self-regulation are still maturing.
17-year-olds are more impulsive, they're more vulnerable to peer pressure, and they're more likely to misbehave. If you look at crime statistics, what you see is that both violent and nonviolent crime peak in the late teen years. So it is a time when people take a lot of risks and do a lot of things that they won't do later.
Steinberg says U.S. courts, including the Supreme Court, have taken this into account in rulings on juvenile justice. Young people are held accountable for their crimes, but their age, the courts have said, can be considered when it comes to sentencing. And while some have dismissed the allegation against Judge Kavanaugh as normal for a teenage boy, Josh Rovner of the Sentencing Project says the behavior that Ford described is not a harmless aberration.
Attempted rape is a very serious offense. This is not something that one would simply overlook.
The party where the encounter between Ford and Kavanaugh was alleged to have occurred was in Maryland. Rovner says a juvenile accused of attempted rape in Maryland could be tried as an adult. But Ford never reported an attack. There was no criminal charge. And if it had gotten into the system, Rovner says, Kavanaugh might very well have gotten off lightly.
We do know that when cases do go to authorities, that we see prosecutors handling young people differently based on their background. And so someone growing up in a wealthy community in Bethesda who was going to a good school is probably going to get a different treatment in the juvenile and adult system than a child of lesser means living in Baltimore.
But whether an allegation becomes a criminal charge or remains unreported, just how long should a youthful transgression, no matter how serious, hang over someone's head? Rabbi Shai Held says an act committed early in life must be dealt with eventually.
Jewish ethics, I think it's fair to say, assumes that a 17-year-old is not a fully formed adult, but is also decidedly not a child, right? A person is close enough to adulthood, is actually responsible for his or her own behavior at that age. That remains, as it were, on their record, on their kind of existential and spiritual record. It's something they have to make an accounting for.
Judge Kavanaugh would no doubt argue that he has nothing to account for because the assault he is accused of never happened. And that assertion, says retired Judge Nancy Gertner, must be examined. Before she was on the bench, Gertner was both a civil rights lawyer and a defense attorney. As a civil rights lawyer, she worked on behalf of women in sexual harassment and rape cases. And as an activist, she fought to reform rape laws. But as a criminal defense attorney, she saw things from a different perspective.
I understood the ways in which a false accusation can wreck someone's life. In that sense, what hung in the balance was jail.
As the mother of two boys, Gertner also worries that her own sons, like any young men, could be falsely accused. In the case of Judge Kavanaugh, Gertner says, it's possible something that happened when he was a teenager could have been explained.
If the answer here had been, wow, I did drink too much when I was in high school, and I don't remember this, but I'm terribly sorry if it happened. That kind of acknowledgement would be very different. First of all, to say never happened, you know, raises a different question, which is the judge telling the truth?
Back in the 1980s, when Judge Kavanaugh was a teenager, his denial might have been enough. But that's not the case now, says Gertner. The rules governing sexual relations are changing rapidly, and she believes both women and men stand to benefit from a full investigation of any charge of sexual harassment or assault.
I mean, when I grew up, the overwhelming rape law assumed that women always lied about sex, and the law embodied that shibboleth. You can't go from that to say women always tell the truth about sex. I mean, the issue has to be investigated. You have to engage with it. You have to understand it. You have to look at it. There has to be a hearing. You just can't flip from one to the other.
As things stand now, Gertner says, we may never know what really happened at that teenage party so many years ago. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.